listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast Local News. I'm Rob McLeod, partly cloudy with a shower or two today with a top of 23. Here's what's making news for Friday, May 27. Police are investigating another motorcycle fatality. A Parkwood pharmacy held up overnight. And Fifita included in the Titans lineup for the Broncos clash. Let's get into it. A motorcyclist has died following a crash at Slacks Creek. The motorcyclist colliding with a hatchback at the intersection of Kingston and Reserve Road around 5 p.m. A 47-year-old Logan Village man died at the scene. The driver of the hatchback was not physically injured. An armed robbery of a pharmacy at Parkwood overnight. Around 10 past 7, a man entered an Olsen Avenue business demanding medication and showing staff what appeared to be a handgun tucked into the waistband of his trousers. The man ran off after stealing a quantity of medication. Police are appealing for anyone who witnessed the robbery or who has relevant dashcam or CCTV footage to contact them. New data shows Queensland has the worst ambulance ramping in the country. 42% of all ambulances in the state were ramped, according to new state government data. While at Queensland hospitals, only 27% of people at emergency departments are seen on time. Catholic school teachers on the Tweed are joining colleagues across New South Wales in their first full-day protest in nearly 20 years. Around 18,000 teachers have walked off the job around the state, striking over pay and conditions. Independent Education Union Secretary Mark Northam says he hopes parents can understand.
We're also trusting that parents will be understanding of the disruption because schools are already being disrupted on a daily basis with an incapacity to staff the schools correctly.
The Gold Coast Mayor is heading to the UK in July to lead a business delegation. It's part of the city's push for greater opportunities between businesses there and the Gold Coast. Tom Tate says it'll be great.
One, we've got the Birmingham Commonwealth Games happening. They're attracting a lot of businesses there. And secondly, the trade agreement between United Kingdom and Australia takes effect on the 1st of July. So I'd say we're one of the first cab off the rank. Be right there to go. You are welcome to invest in Australia. And the best place to invest in Australia? Gold Coast.
With winter nearly with us, the RACQ is reminding us to be mindful of heating appliances like heaters and electric blankets.
We know that research shows around 60% of Queenslanders admit to not checking their heating appliances every time they get them out each winter. And we know that that can potentially cause a fire safety risk if there is any damage to those appliances.
That's spokesperson Kate Leonard-Jones. RACQ receiving more than 1,100 fire damage claims over the past 3 years. Updating sport now, and the Titans are set to be boosted with the return of David Fifita from a knee injury ahead of tonight's clash against the Broncos. Centre Brian Kelly says his inclusion is set to make a big difference.
Dave's a freaky player. The more times he gets the ball in the hand for our team, the better we are. It's a good occasion this week. Been working real hard and he's real determined to get back out there. Exciting weekend for him and for the whole club.
And the Gold Coast Suns AFLW side is losing Hannah Dunn, the 30-year-old informing the Suns that she's off to an expansion club next season. Dunn's played 24 games for the Suns. That's Gold Coast Local News. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at news-goldcoast@sca.com.au. Our listener app is the home of radio, podcasts, music and news. Join up to listen live or on demand now. Listener.